personal gain. And the worst thing you can have is some guys cheating it on one end that are in the lineup because they help you in the lineup, where these other guys are doing everything you're asking, but they can't produce like these other players. The dynamic of that is really tough. And I think I picked up from Walt the philosophy that you have to care about everybody. You know, like, you know, last night I go to bed and I'm praying for the guys that aren't in the lineup, that I have the right message for them and the right tendencies to be able to still help them and keep them on board, keep them working, keep them believing in what we're doing, and keep them trusting us when it doesn't fit their right now their personal interest because they're not in the lineup. It's a tough dynamic. That's and you have to have compassion, and you have to have accountability, because you know what? You and I are that same person in another venture in our life where we think that we should be something else. You know, so that's a tough dynamic. Walt was really good at that of getting people to understand and accept where they were.
The Lakers and Wildcats played this weekend, as we mentioned earlier, in non-conference play. They split on the weekend. I don't know if you had a chance to look at any of those games or the stats, Coach, but this is obviously a Laker team that is becoming more veteran under Damon Winning than what he's had the last couple of years, and they're always a tough team to play down in that building.
Yeah, it is a veteran team. This is their year right now. They're still building it, but this is year four for them on what they've done. They've got all their recruits in. They're doing everything. I in listening to some of the things that Damon said, he's excited about his team. He likes his team. He feels that they're ready to make a step and a challenge for home ice. So, good team. Good. They're good in their own rank. They have good special teams. I just saw a little bit of their highlights, but we'll get out and we'll bang it as soon as I get into the office.
And it's always fun for you to go down to the Sioux, obviously.
It's good. But I've been away for 10 years. Yeah. You know, my home is my house is in Hancock. My home is here in the Keweenaw. So, this is where we love it here. My wife loves it. I love it here. So, that's where I grew up. At home is where your heart is, and right now my heart is right here.
Coach, as you look at this week in practice, will there still be a lot of battles going on as far as playing time going into Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, and we want that. We want those battles, and we want that accountability within the group, and 100%. We should have more competition now, because hopefully the guys are seeing that some of the decisions and the things we're doing are for the good of the whole. They don't necessarily help an individual, but for the good of the whole. And we want the guys that are in the lineup not to take their spot for granted, and to let them know that we're going to put guys in the lineup. We're going to put in Marcus Russell if we think he gives us speed and compete. We're going to put in Justin Misiak. Those freshman D are going to play. You know what I mean? We're going to play the guys that we think help us win. Our job is to get those guys to be doing things the right way, and to keep that competition within the lineup.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, Coach, is during the games, especially I think on, I can't remember what game it was, but Seamus Donahue, I thought, looked really good out there again. But he did have a couple of turnovers.
That was Duluth.
Was it Duluth?
Duluth, yeah.
And the one that came up the middle. And so during the call, I was, saying that it looked like Seamus might have given that puck away. But then when Tyler came in to talk really quick after the period, he said, don't blame that all on Seamus. The forwards might not have been doing their job, too. Is that the situation?
Yeah, because if you recall that play, it was, and we won't name names here, but he threw a pass to an open area. They were sealing the outsides, and he beat the guy behind the net. So he was throwing a net front pass to a guy that had his back turned and was facing up ice on defensive zone coverage and not facing the puck. I'll look at it and see if it was Aaron, but when Seamus came to the bench, I said, I have no problem with that. Now, Brooksy and Dally thought that you don't throw that pass, but me, I told him, I said, I have no problem with that pass. That's creative. You had vision. Your eyes were open, and I was okay with it.
We seemed to do a better job Saturday night on draws, but we really, 37-22 were the faceoffs in favor of Union on Friday night. Is there some concern at all with our faceoffs?
There was huge concern going into it, and to the point where we took some good time on Thursday in our pregame skate, going over exactly what we wanted on faceoffs. And then the video after the game against Union on Saturday in our prep work was showing exactly what we want to do. And we did a better job in our support. Friday we lost a lot of clean draws, but Saturday there was more battles for pucks. Now we just got to get some guys, especially some veteran guys, getting in there and coming up with those loose pucks and those battles around the faceoffs. But we did a much better job in our execution. Chris Brooks has done a really good job in bringing some really good ideas and creativity to that part of our game.
We brought Mike Neville on the air during our pregame before the Duluth game and asked him about that, and he said, "Yeah, you want to make more 50-50 battles, correct?"
That's what we wanted. We lost too many clean ones Friday, so that's great. That's great insight by Michael.
And then what that means for the maybe people who aren't familiar with that, basically, is you don't want to lose it clean. You want it so that the wingers can come in and maybe somehow gain possession. Correct?
Yeah, if you're not going to win it, don't lose it clean, because those are, you know, most teams, let's just vision it in your mind. They have a guy lined up right behind the centerman, which Duluth did. They lined up a guy kind of in towards the board, shaded a little bit, but there's no way you can get out on him if that puck is won cleanly to him. He's going to get a shot. You're either going to get a guy around the pick to block it, you're sending a couple guys after him to start with, but or it's going to get through with a screen. So if you don't lose that draw clean, at least you have a chance both to get out on coverage if they happen to come up with it, or to get possession of the puck.
Coach, another question. One college hockey publication in particular says the biggest question mark for the Huskies this season is leadership. Who's stepping to the front and making themselves the leader so far?
I think everybody's doing a good job. We want leadership from within. We want leaders to train leaders. We have kind of a group dynamic set up where there's and I won't get into the details of it, but there's a group dynamic set up where we actually have people that are responsible for making sure that other people are assuming leadership roles. We have a core of guys that we think are and they're not necessarily our star players, but we think that they're our top character guys that you don't have to worry about motivating them. You don't have to worry about them at all. And their job is to help us to bring other guys into that role, and to identify which guys, if there are any, that you hope there aren't, that are absolutely out of that role, that just are not. No matter what you do, they're just concerned with themselves. We don't have that going on here yet, and we hope we never do. But we want everybody to develop into being leaders. If you can get that top percentage to be half your team, where you don't have to worry about them, well, you're in a really good place.
The Huskies will play at 7:37 on Friday night. That is a 7 o'clock pregame here on Mix 93. And then 7:07 on Saturday night, 6:30 pregame here on Mix 93 down at Lake State University, taking on the Lakers at Taffy Abel Arena. We don't know about any fan bus going down there. That was one of our questions today. And we'll get word from maybe the athletic department later this week if that indeed is something that is going to be coming to fruition, but does not appear of that. We have no word on that. But we do encourage people, if you can get down there, and this is a great time of year to be traveling, to go and watch the Huskies. And we usually get a darn good Husky contingency at Taffy Abel Arena. As we heard in Duluth, it was a lot of fun watching all those Huskies fans, wasn't it?
Yeah, we get a great following everywhere. And then we come out of the locker room, and the Misfits are there waiting for the guys. Making them feel like they're just won the presidential election. It's absolutely incredible, the fan base. We go to Arizona, we have a great following. We go to Joe Louis Arena, or now the new arena. I mean, but at Joe Louis Arena, you go there and we have as big a support, if not bigger, than Michigan or Michigan State there. It's the notes I got from people, class of 1955, not even hockey players, just class of 1955, class of 1971, just saying best wishes. We like the character of the team, the work ethic of the team, the no quit of the team. Just those, there's just such a good feeling from throughout the university. It's by far the strongest I've ever felt in the places that I've worked.
Here we go, Coach. The WCHA season starts Friday night, and the quest for the McNaughton Cup, it's exciting, and big game coming up Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, but like I told the guys, I just want us to play the best hockey we're available of playing. The results take care of themselves, and I firmly believe that. I very seldom talk about winning and losing. What my focus is that we're prepared mentally and physically to play our perform our best. You run into a hot goalie, whatever happens, but give yourself a chance to perform your best and then figure out ways to come out on top. And right now our guys are finding ways to be successful in games and in every game we've played. And I'm proud of them for that.
Coach, good luck this weekend. We'll see you down at Taffy Abel Arena on Friday night, 7:37 game time, 7 o'clock pregame here on Mix 93. Thanks, Coach.
Great, thanks.
Coach Joe Schoen here on the Joe Schoen Hour. Thanks for tuning in.